From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A dangerous disease spreads. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. The virus is seen as a possible cause of birth defects. The UN's Health Agency Director, Margaret Chan, told a special meeting of the WHO in Geneva Thursday that the Zika virus is spreading explosively in the Americas.
Cases have been reported in 23 countries and territories in the region. The level of alarm is extremely high.
Chan is calling an emergency meeting for Monday. The Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria, scheduled to begin in Geneva on Friday. The Saudi-backed group, known as the High Negotiations Council, said Thursday the responses they have received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of a siege in Syria are not acceptable. The council did not rule out joining the talks later. 7 U.S. Republican presidential candidates are set to debate again late Thursday. The party's leading contender, Donald Trump, is holding firm that he will boycott the event. Trump is protesting the inclusion of a debate moderator as he contends that he contends has treated him unfairly. That debate is set to begin at about this hour. Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. The framework was announced Thursday after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu. It calls for the creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. Seats in the lower house would be allocated using a power-sharing arrangement among the country's four major clans and their smaller counterparts. This is VOA News. A U.S. Senate panel has approved tougher sanctions against North Korea, targeting its nuclear program, cyber activities, and human rights record. Michael Bowman reports.
The bill now goes to the full Senate, where passage is a virtual certainty. Republican Senator Cory Gardner said the punitive measures build on legislation passed by the House of Representatives earlier this month.
Both the House and the Senate bill focus on mandatory sanctions, which is a dramatic change from the sanction regime that we have in place today.
The committee's chairman, Republican Senator Bob Corker, said he remains unsure whether the suspected nuclear test announced January 6th was in fact a hydrogen bomb, but he noted that both houses of Congress had been mulling tougher sanctions months before North Korea's most recent detonation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Here's the latest on the Europe migrant crisis. The Netherlands, which holds the European Union presidency, is presenting a plan that would require a group of European nations to accept about 250,000 refugees coming from Turkey in exchange for sending back to Greece hundreds of thousands of migrants who have already arrived. Meanwhile, the bodies of at least 18 migrants who drowned when their boat capsized were recovered Thursday off the coast of Greece. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has signed trade agreements with France worth billions of dollars. The signing followed the lifting of international sanctions imposed over Iran's nuclear program. The American teenager wanted for violating his probation in a deadly drunk driving crash has been deported from Mexico to the United States. Ethan Couch was sent to juvenile detention. He arrived at a Texas airport escorted by police. Couch and his mother, Tanya Couch, fled to Mexico after officials in Tarrant County, Texas, began an investigation into whether Ethan violated the probation agreement that kept him out of jail. The U.S. Army general, picked to lead U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, is warning that the security situation in that country is deteriorating despite efforts by Afghan military forces. Lieutenant General John McNicholson told the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday, terrorist groups such as the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda continue to see Afghanistan as an attractive sanctuary. He warned the U.S. may need to take a more aggressive approach. Opposition groups in Zambia are accusing the police there of using the nation's Public Order Act to violate citizens' constitutional rights to free speech and assembly. A spokesman for the police says political groups must coordinate their activities with authorities to maintain peace and stability. A local Catholic bishops group has called on the police to be impartial and nonpartisan as elections approach. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.